This is a CK to Z news update.
The province of British Columbia currently provides two types of rental subsidies for eligible lower-income families and seniors through BC Housing, paid in monthly installments toward home rent in the private market. The Rental Assistance Program provides monthly benefits to families who have a total before-tax household income of $40,000 or less and also meet all of the following requirements. At least a portion of the income came from working in the last year. There is at least one dependent child primarily supported by the household. More than 30% of the total income goes towards household rent. The applicants have been residents of BC for the full prior 12 months. The applicants file an annual income tax return. The applicants have less than $100,000 in assets. And the applicants are permanent residents of Canada. Supporting documentation, photocopies of originals, must accompany the application and includes the following: bank information for direct deposit in the form of a void personalized check or letter from your bank showing your account information, proof of resident status in Canada, either Canadian citizenship, permanent residency, or government-sponsored refugee status, proof of rent, proof of assets, and proof of income. Applications can be submitted online, by mail, or in person, and BC Housing will contact applicants to confirm they are approved, ineligible, or need to provide more information. The maximum rent ceiling for Zone 3, which the Northern Gulf Islands fall into, is $1,067 for a family of three or less, and $1,117 for a family of four or more. As of March 31, 2020, more than 9,170 low-income working families in BC received the subsidy, and about 70% or 6,420 of these were female-led single-parent households. Seniors may be eligible for the SAFER rental subsidy, which is an acronym for Shelter Aid for Elderly Renters. All of the following criteria must be met. The applicant is 60 years of age or older. The applicant has been a resident of BC for the full prior 12 months. The applicant and their live-in spouse, if applicable, are Canadian citizens, permanent residents, have applied for refugee status, or had private sponsorship that has broken down. And more than 30% of the applicant's gross before-tax monthly household income is spent on home rent. Supporting documentation, photocopies of originals, must accompany the application and includes the following: proof of income, proof of age, proof of rent, and bank information for direct deposit. Applications can be submitted online, by mail, by fax, or in person, and BC Housing will contact applicants to confirm they are approved, ineligible, or need to provide more information. The maximum rent ceiling for Zone 3, which the Northern Gulf Islands fall into, is $734 for singles and $800 for couples. As of March 31, 2020, approximately 27,060 seniors' households in BC received SAFER benefits. Both programs require successful applicants to reapply every year. According to BC Housing, rental assistance is a non-taxable rent benefit and does not need to be declared on annual income tax returns. BC Housing provides an online rental assistance program calculator to help interested parties determine whether they qualify. The Strathcona Community Health Network conducted a regional housing needs report in the first half of 2018, which highlighted major gaps in rental affordability in the district. Their findings included that 35% of Cortez households rent their homes. Households on Cortez have lower median incomes than other communities in the region, with 17% living below low-income cutoff, particularly couples with children. Of the survey respondents, 30% or 150 households on Cortez and 22% or 250 households on Quadra spend more than a third of their income on housing. And nearly half or 44% of renter survey respondents in both communities were considering moving because of housing issues.